hi there and welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And we know you are going to be the drivers of the program today because once a month we have a Whom or What Are You Praying For show. We also have a second prayer show, God, I Need You Now, for the more urgent prayer intentions. But Debbie, right now we have open phone lines and we are accepting prayer intentions and petitions, and the entire Take Two family around the world will jump on them and storm heaven to see that they get, God willing, answered in favor of the way people want them to.
We certainly do believe in the power of prayer, Jerry, and the Take Two family takes it on strong and just storms heaven, like you said, and just we do this for each other because we just know that God surely delights when his children come together and help one another through prayer. Prayer works. So if you have a praise report you'd like to share, please do so. We always want to thank God for all the blessings that he gives us. Always remember to do that. And we need you to fill the phone lines now. Please don't wait till the end of the show. It gets very, very active. We can hardly keep up. So now is the time to call in. There's open phone lines right now. If you have a prayer intention, prayer request that you would like the Take Two family to join with you in storming heaven, 833-288-3986. And why do we say storming heaven? Because we're not small, folks. The Take Two family is large, very large. Thousands and thousands and thousands say they belong to the Take Two family. So if you get everybody praying, that's like a big storm happening, right? 833-288-3986.
And it is the first Monday of the first week of Advent, so we hope that you're off to a good start on your preparation for getting ready for the celebration of the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day. And we hope that you have the opportunity to get to a phone and call in right now. Debbie said now is a good time to call because at the end of the show, we probably won't get you in. I would tweak that a little bit. I would say now is a good time to call because in 5 minutes, you probably won't get in because there are a lot of prayer intentions. And we want to pray with you. We want to walk with you side by side. Hear what your prayer intentions are. We always ask that you keep the Take Two family, Take Two show team in your prayers as well. Debbie, it's a beautiful relationship that we have with the Take Two family when it comes to prayer.
Absolutely. And there's been something on my heart that keeps coming up. And I shared with Jerry and Michael Birchfield, our producer, right before the show, that I really feel that God is trying to send a message to me to send to all of you. So I'm going to say it because it just keeps coming up. My sister brought to my attention that it was November 28th is the St. Catherine Labouré Feast Day Miraculous Medal Day. She shared with me the story again about in the 1800s when the cholera outbreak epidemic and the sisters passed out the miraculous medals for people to wear around their neck that they started to be healed. And, you know, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic and it keeps coming up. Every single time I go to do something on the radio, St. Catherine Labouré, and I realize that the feast day was just the 28th, but I just feel like God is trying to convey a message to all of us to pull out your miraculous medals, make sure they're blessed, wear them around your neck. Okay, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Let's wear this beautiful, that's why they call it the miraculous medal. It is truly miraculous what it can and will do with the belief. And I just love how, you know, around the edge of the medal, it says, "Oh Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us." And it's so true. It's very strong. So, I felt called to say it again. If you don't know what a miraculous medal is, go find one at your local Catholic gift store or your parish gift store. Have it blessed. If you're not Catholic, please still go get a miraculous medal. Go to a Catholic church and say, "Can somebody bless this for me?" Okay, and wear it, because we have a lot of people who aren't Catholic that listen to Take Two and are part of the Take Two family, like our new friends.
Yeah, Ed and Diane, thank you for the beautiful email yesterday, and thank you all for your emails. We do try and get to them as best we can, but as you can imagine, after almost 5.5 years, the inbox gets a little crowded on our show. We love to hear from you, and we get to back to you as many of you as we can. And today, we want to hear from you with your prayer intentions. Whom or what are you praying for? You can get on the air right now. Get in line at 833-288-3986. I want to give a shout out and ask for continued prayers, actually, for my brother Joe. It's his birthday today, and I was trying to figure out how old he is. He's next in line after me, so I think he probably would have turned probably 58 today. But Joe, beautiful, beautiful man and a family man, a husband. He and his wife have now about 8 grandkids. They're just loving life there. And Debbie, as you know, and I would ask people to continue to pray. A number of years ago, Joe had a brain tumor, and they did the awake surgery on him. And he has had, he went through, you know what, to get over that. So much suffering afterwards to kind of get back to a sense of normalcy. And they do an MRI every year. And thank God the tumor is not growing. So I ask you to continue to pray for my brother Joe in Georgia.
Happy birthday, Joe. We love you. And we also do want to do a great big shout out to our brand new friends, family members, Take Two family members, Ed and Diane. Ed and Diane, you sent us a beautiful email. It just made our day. But we're still waiting for the location, the time, and the date of that dinner that you're going to host for Jerry and I to show up and never leave, because Jerry and I love to eat and have a good meal and good conversation.
And giggles with God.
And giggles with God, right. So thanks. You really made our day. That was so sweet. But we're not joking. We really will take any dinner invitations. Jerry, do you remember the time we were creating those Bitmojis on our phone, and we were almost kicked out of an Italian restaurant where the waiter said, "You guys got to keep it down." Okay. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it's terrible. We're like two kids sometimes when we go out to restaurants. We both love to eat. That's something we have in common.
Well, you've taught me. I've always appreciated Italian food, Debbie, but you have taught me to really appreciate the finer stuff of Italian cooking, and you do it, of course, fantastic. Your husband, Marty, is so lucky, so blessed to be married to you.
Yeah, blessed and 30 pounds heavier. There you go. But that's what you get. Folks, we have now the lines are filling up. When a line becomes open, make sure you jump on it. Actually, just start calling in. I think you go like on deck or in the back waiting area. So just start calling right now, 833-288-3986. And no, we're not talking about great food today, even though we interjected that a little bit. We're talking about prayers and how prayer works and how powerful it is. So we want to hear from you. And at the end of the show, we will offer up all the prayers, spoken and unspoken, that are still in your heart. We're going to yell them out to the Lord, and we're going to pray hard. And that's what we do on Take Two. Right, Jerry?
That's right. You can also post your prayer intentions. Jeff Burson, our social media manager, will get those off of Facebook and YouTube. And you can text the letters EWTN to 55000, maybe a small data rate, and we will get to your calls coming right up.
Or what are you praying for? That's what we are asking today. The intentions, requests that you would like us to pray together. We do this as the mystical body of Christ, and we believe in the power of prayer. Don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday. Yesterday was Cyber Monday, so everybody was online making purchases. Hope you went to EWTNRC.com and got your free shipping of yesterday, so that was great. And today is Giving Tuesday, so give, give, give. Give everything you can to those, to things that you care about and that you know are going to build up the body of Christ, you know are going to build the kingdom. With that, I just wanted to add real quickly, Jerry, if I may, EWTN news email. Through redemptive Catholic journalism, EWTN News helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church. So get our trusted Catholic news in your email box. And all you have to do is sign up today at EWTNnews.com. And you'll get this wonderful news blurb all the time in your inbox, which I think is really important because it kind of keeps you up to date. And plus, like it says, it advances the gospel message. And that's what we're called to do by our baptism. So there
right.
you go.
Okay, it is whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-3986. Want proof of the power of the prayer of the Take Two family? We already got an email from our friend Jerry. She says, praying for all those who call in today for prayers. So she is already covering all of you. And Jerry would like continued prayers for healing for her eyes and insomnia, which has now occurred because of eye pain. And she says, you and all the Take Two family will be in my prayers. God bless you both. Advent blessings, Jerry. So that's a pretty good sign, indication that the Take Two family is on the job right now, Debbie. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add and keep, if you can keep Father Doug Brown, the chaplain of Cleveland, the Rocks radio station, just keep him in your prayers. I hear he's doing well. I just got an update this morning with his eye, but it's still, he's still, you know, in need of prayers and to be fully recovered. I guess things are looking good, but we want to keep going. That's the thing. Can I just say something about prayers? You never want to give up. Okay. It's not just a one prayer where you kind of just toss it up and say, okay, I made my prayer. I'm done. Keep praying. Never lose hope. Okay. Never give up. That is the key to being a faithful Christian. So I just wanted to say that because sometimes, don't you feel, Jerry, sometimes we get in this habit of, oh, I said a prayer already. You know, and I mm-hmm. and I did my job. So check, you know, it's off the list. But no, it should keep happening.
Yeah. I think the more urgent it is and the more personal to us, we might stay on it more that way. But let's do that for each and every one of us in the Take Two family. Okay. To your phone calls and your prayer intentions at 833-288-3986. We're going to Boston first. Jacqueline listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jacqueline. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I had a praise shout out. So the very first time I ever called your radio station and to the Take Two family was in June. My dad was on a ventilator and he was trached. And so I called mid-June, and within a week he was off the ventilator. And then we had to keep praying and fighting. And then they finally took the tube out on the feast of the birth of our lady on September 8th. And 7 months to the day, he's now home.
Oh, wow. Praise be to God.
I just wanted to thank everyone. I mean, he has a long road still, but he's home with us. Amen. And thank you for all your prayers, because I know that it helped.
Praise be to God. Jacqueline, it's so interesting. When I saw your name come up and it said, it showed the comment, your dad was off the ventilator. I said, I wonder if this is the same Jacqueline. And it is. Tell us for our Take Two family, because we get new listeners every day, your dad's first name again, Jacqueline.
William,
that's right. I knew William. It. Yep. Yeah, because it's my dad's name.
Yep.
Jacqueline, praise be to God. Give your dad, William, a big hug from the Take Two family. That is awesome.
I will. And thank you. You guys have been a beacon of light this whole time. And I'm praying for everyone else that's listening. And thank you so much for what you do. It's a great
thank
mission.
You. Feel free to keep us posted even further as the good blessings continue to happen, Jacqueline, okay?
Amen. Thank you. Take
Amen.
Care. Happy
you,
Advent.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, for all of you who are listening right now, I think that's kind of exhibit A of what Debbie was just talking about. Let us pray. Let us continue to pray. Let us not give up on prayer. St. Paul writes, persevere in prayer, and God has a plan, and we give thanks and rejoice with Jacqueline and her entire family.
Absolutely. Wow, that was amazing. Darcy is up next in Syracuse, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross, first-time caller. Hi, Darcy, welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am calling to ask for prayers to storm heaven with prayers for my teenage son, Zachariah. And I just would like to ask for prayers for spiritual direction for him, that he continues to make good choices. 18 years old.
18.
And it's been a hard year for graduating seniors in 2020, and I think kids all around are struggling. And I want to pray for my son especially, and all of those other young adults who are struggling with this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
go ahead, Dan.
Couple things real quickly, Darcy. You heard me mention the miraculous medal. See if you can get a miraculous medal for Zachariah.
He wears a miraculous medal. It was his grandfather.
Perfect.
And he wears it today.
Perfect. Perfect. And then Darcy, share with him introduce him if he doesn't have a relationship, like let him know about his guardian angel, because his guardian angel walks with him, will help illuminate his mind and strengthen his will. So the choices that he faces, the choices that he makes, if he brings in the guardian angel, if he has a relationship with his guardian angel, they will help him. They will guide him, guard him in all his ways. That is a promise. Psalm 91, God doesn't lie, but I'm sure you're already doing that, Darcy, right?
Thank you.
Is he? I'm just
reinforce it more.
Good, good. I was curious to know. Is he practicing the faith, Darcy? Is he going to Mass and receiving the sacraments?
You know, recently, I would say in the past 3 or 4 months, he's kind of fallen away. you know, it's my choice now, he says, and like he'll go on a holy day and an important day, but he's just a completely different person within the past few months.
I see.
It's painful, and a lot of people say it's just the stage, but it's just really hard. It's really hard.
Well, I'm sure it is for you as his mom. Does he have older, like, not necessarily older, but like male role models in his life? Who would you point to as probably his best role model at this point?
I would say that his father, for sure, is definitely his role model. But you know that dynamic that he seems to be
sure.
Yeah, so just prayers for guidance and strength to endure the burden, you know, the tears of parents, the tears of the mother.
Sure. Well, and Darcy, you probably know this already. You and your husband have planted the seeds. You have done really the heavy lifting. You know, God can take it from here, and God will not abandon Zechariah. We know that. God is going to put the right people in his life. He already has such people in his life, like his parents. But a lot of kids, Debbie can tell you, she did a young adult ministry for a long time. A lot of young people, teenagers, young adults, they get to that point where they go, okay, now I'm free to make my own decisions. And that can often lead them to want to try a few other things. You know, this Catholic thing has been okay, but I wonder about this thing over here and this thing over here. And pretty soon, Debbie, I don't know if you experience this, but they sooner or later, they want to come back home. They want to say, look, I had it pretty good there. That's where I think, you know, God wants me. And that's where I want to be.
Well, they do and they don't. I mean, there's some that actually stay away for a long time, even sometimes a lifetime. But the one thing that concerns me that you were sharing, Darcy, is you said that some people are saying, well, it's just a phase. You know, that's something that we've accepted in this world. And I don't really believe that. I think it's, I really believe it's the dark side's perfect opportunity because they are becoming independent. They're going on their own. They're listening to their peers more. Jerry said something very interesting. Who is the most influence? And you said you're his father. I would really ask his father to step it up and really take your son on some, you know, spiritual adventures, if you will, and let him share some of his religious journey and his spiritual journey. It's very important. I think he needs to know where he can come back to, where his support system is, where his lifelines are. So when he does come back, it's really been heavy on my heart, Darcy, about all these kids have been trained in the faith, have a home that is wonderful. Some are even homeschooled, you know, and so they have the faith around them all the time. They go to Catholic schools, and as soon as they turn 18, everything changes. There's something odd there that's happening in the world, Darcy.
Very weird, yes. It's like he's a different person in the past few months.
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare, that's what I believe. So thank you for your prayers.
True.
Absolutely.
But I like what Jerry said. See if you can get his father engaged and have him maybe his father can say, hey, can we pray a rosary together? I just want to stay in touch with you. Can we pray a decade of the rosary together? Doesn't have to be the whole rosary. Sometimes little is enough. You know, that's the thing. At this age, these kids need some quick things, not like these long, drawn-out things.
Right. Good idea. Okay. Thank you. And we have a strong Knights of Columbus group in our church. So.
Great.
That's a good idea, too.
Great, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Darcy. Thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Whom or what are you praying for? You get in on the program at 833-288-3986. I mentioned social media. Christopher, watching the video stream on YouTube, would like prayers for his brother, Andy, who has been on a ventilator for a week and in ICU for a month. He got sepsis, COVID, and pneumonia after a surgery. So Christopher, please know we're going to be begging God for his just for his swift and complete restoration and healing of your brother. Artie says, I am praying for my many family members and friends who passed away without accepting God. On Facebook, Tammy says, please pray for my mother. She has many health problems. Now her heart and lungs are failing. She is also in constant pain due to severe osteoporosis. Please pray for healing and stamina for her not to give up. And we will do that, Tammy and everybody.
We've got a beautiful question that came in, Jerry. It's wanting to know, is it permissible for those of us who live in states that are having mass, if we can offer up our Eucharist for those who desire the Eucharist but live in states or countries where the mass is banned? That's this fine lady, one of our Take Two family members, was asking, what are our thoughts? Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts would be on the surface, yes. I don't think it's possible for us to receive the Eucharist and not get any graces and have all those graces go somewhere else. But I think it's very possible that when we receive the Eucharist, we get the graces of it. But we can simply say, Lord, for someone who is not able to go to Mass, maybe shut out of their church right now or what have you, please send equal graces to them. Maybe do a spiritual communion on their behalf. But I think it's very possible to get God to do that for them.
Well, I sure hope it's possible to our dear friend Joanne that sent this in, because I've been doing that for quite some time for those that are unable to go to Mass, especially my mom and my sister. And so I was hoping you would say that, Jerry.
Right.
But that's our take anyway. If there's any priests out there who differ, please call us.
Well, a former pastor of mine used to say at the elevation of the paten with the consecrated host and the chalice, he'd say, when I raise these up, he'd say, put yourself in there, your cares, your worries, those people you know whom you're praying for. It is probably one of the most powerful moments on earth that can take place. You know this, Debbie, and that is to put ourselves and our loved ones in that chalice of the precious blood of Jesus and in the consecrated host. What can God refuse? What can God refuse when it's offered right there in connection and conjunction with the body and blood, soul and divinity of his son? So let's not forget to do that, folks. We can offer others up and get them the graces that God needs for them.
You would think it's pretty powerful, right? Because that's when heaven and earth meet and all the angels are there and the saints are there and they're just crowding the altar and they're all there. So I would think it's a pretty powerful moment. Okay, Michelle is up next in San Diego, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Good morning. I would like to ask the family prayer for my son, Andrew. He's a young adult with severe mental illness, and he does not want to take his medication. If he takes his medication, he can have a normal life. And it's just really got me down.
Well, Michelle, I'm sure you didn't miss this. Yesterday was the feast of St. Andrew on the church's liturgical calendar. So just maybe retroactive to yesterday, and every day, ask St. Andrew to help your son. Is there any particular reason that he's given that he doesn't want to take his medications? And there's a reason I'm asking that.
Yes, he says that it doesn't help and he doesn't like the side effects.
Okay. But you said if he takes them, he leads a fairly normal life. Is that safe to say what you mentioned? Okay. Because I'm wondering, I've been through some depression before myself, and I know that you can get to a point where you're going, people are telling me to try all these things, medication, counseling, spiritual direction, getting out and enjoying the outdoors. And sometimes, a little bit of a thought can creep in. Like you said, this isn't going to help. If it goes on and on for a long enough period of time, sometimes you just think nothing really is going to help. And I just promise you my prayers and the prayers of all of the Take Two family, Michelle, that your son will see the beautiful part about when he does faithfully take his medications, if it does, turn him around, kind of snap him out of that depression or that funk that he is in, that he definitely can have a normal and happy life to a great extent. If you can hang on the line, Michelle, just for a second, we're going to pause here for our local affiliates to make a few announcements. I think Debbie might have a thought or two to share with you. Michelle in San Diego is talking about her son, Andrew. We're going to get back to Michelle. Then we have Dean, and looks like Johnny and Audrey. And we may have an open phone line if you'd like to join us. 833-288-3986. More of your prayer intentions coming right up. Oh, 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 oh. right, take two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. We're going to go back to Michelle in San Diego talking about her son, and he has a hesitancy to take his medications, which Michelle says makes life a lot better for him. Debbie, I tried to offer a couple thoughts there. I hope they were helpful, but I know that you have your own thoughts and insights you can share with Michelle as well.
Well, the only thing that I would share, just, and I'm sure, Michelle, you've thought of this, if your son is saying that the side effects are really bothering him, and that's the reason why that he's so hesitant to take them, I mean, because he doesn't want to, you know, feel those side effects, is there any way you can have him reevaluated by other, medical professionals to see if there's something they could do that is not so bothersome to him? Because, you know, I will say, because only because I'm on medication, because I don't have a thyroid, because I had thyroid cancer, I totally understand that. When you are anticipating that you're going to have side effects from something, you'll do anything to avoid that, because you just know how problematic that part is. I'm sure you're looking into it. Is there any way you can have him reevaluated?
Well, he is an adult. He's just turned 30, and he's pretty reluctant to do anything more. And he's resorting to things like yoga and other things which can be healthy, but he needs medical intervention. Anyway, that's right. Okay. It's problematic because he's trying to cure himself.
Gotcha. Okay, well, we're going to pray for Andrew, absolutely, that the right people, professionals that he trusts can, and we're going to, that's going to be my outcome, that I'm going to pray that really hard that he gets reevaluated and gets under good medical care that he can trust, and not try to take this in his own hands, because it's obviously not producing the effects that are good for him. So I'm going to be praying that way, unless you want me to pray some other way, Michelle. But I agree with you. It's got to be so frustrating, because this is your son. You see that, you know, some things can help him, and if he's avoiding it and not wanting to take it, he's causing more pain for himself. So it's got to be really hard on your heart as a mom. And so I'm going to pray for you as well.
Thank you. I think for healing, because for healing. All things are possible with God.
Okay. You're right. Matthew 19:26. Amen to that. Okay. That's what we're going to pray
much.
For. You got it, Michelle. You got it.
There you go, Take Two family. Yet another prayer intention for us to lift up. We're getting a lot of emails thanking us for the prayers. But when that happens, folks, they are thanking you. You are the Take Two family. During most regular shows, we offer you a topic. You inspire, you edify, you teach us all a lot of good things. And on these programs, you are doing the prayer lifting up in prayer as well. So thank you for that. We're going to go to Dean next in Wichita, Kansas, listening on Sirius XM 130. First time he's called the show. Hi, Dean. Welcome.
Hi, Dean.
Hello.
Welcome.
As I was at Mass this morning, or before Mass, we were saying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and often I try to put an intention with each have mercy on us, and came to my mind this morning that we should be praying for our president-elect to return to his true Catholic faith and practice his faith, I guess. And then also for his vice president, that the good Lord would soften her heart to be more open to life.
And I totally agree, Dean. And may I just expand that a little bit? We should be praying for everybody that's in leadership, to really be, if they're Catholic, if they say they're Catholic, to be authentically Catholic. And even in our own church, Dean, unfortunately, we have some people even in our own church that are in a leadership capacity that aren't exactly fully pro-life. So is that authentically Catholic? You know, so we should be praying for everybody that we really are. If you're going to say you're Catholic, be 100% a true, authentic Catholic. Right, Dean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a couple of scripture passages come to my mind. One is in Ephesians 3, and I didn't get quite the exact spot here, but it talks about, you know, all family, all fatherhood on earth is derived from God's fatherhood. And so anyone in authority, you know, ultimately God is the sole authority. And we need to pray that all of us, especially our leaders, would submit themselves to God's natural law, to the divine law. St. Paul talks about in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Verse 2, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is the key. This is absolutely the key. People talk about peace and justice, justice and peace and all this stuff. There is no peace without justice. And as long as the most vulnerable among us are being sacrificed, there is going to be a lack of peace, Debbie, in our country and around the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Dean, we're taking this on. We've got folks from the Take Two family already praying. So thank you so much. You're not a first-time caller anymore. So if you call us again, we'll just say welcome back, Dean. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful Advent.
Okay, I'm going to go to email. Michelle says, I need prayers, please. I need and have to get a great job. We are running out of resources. So Michelle, it sounds like her and her family are in need of gainful employment right now. So we will definitely be keeping that in prayer. Yeah.
Okay. It was Michelle, you said?
Michelle, yeah.
Michelle, say the express novena, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Go to confession first. Everybody in your family, if you're Catholic, go to confession. Say the express novena, 9 memoraries, and then you're already thanking the Blessed Mother. We'll be saying the memorari at the end of the show today, offering up everybody's prayers to heaven. But do that, Michelle. Say it multiple times a day and already thank the Blessed Mother for the answer. It's very important, because when you get into that fear mode, you're already thinking more things are going to be taken away. We're going to lose. And when you get into that place, it's very hard to shift it. It's very hard to turn it around. So already be thanking that the answer is already coming your way. Okay, Michelle, if you're listening.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good. Great stuff, Debbie. Thank you so much. 833-288-3986. Everyone who is on the air sends in a prayer intention via social media or email or on the website or text. If you don't get on the air, if we don't read it on the air, that doesn't mean it's not important to us. All of them are. We just simply have a limited amount of time. So Debbie, she said, we'll pray a memorare at the end of the show for every single prayer intention that each one of us is holding in our hearts. And for now, we're going to go to Johnny in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Johnny. Good to have you.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey. Hi, Jerry, Debbie. Long time no speak. It's been a while. I was one of the recipients of that
Welcome
rosary
back.
That you guys. I've been listening ever since. I just haven't had an opportunity to call. But I'm calling now because it's a specific intention for a fellow parishioner who's going through cancer right now. And she beat it once, and it came back. So they're going to aggressively start chemo today. She had a place in her neck last week. So for the next 6 months, they told us it's going to be very aggressive, and she's really leaning on the intercessions of Blessed Carlo Pacuti. I got her to listen to his mom last week when you guys played that tape. So she was really excited about it, and her name is Cynthia. So if you all can put her down in the book, so we can really, really. I told her that Debbie's been. Not that same situation, but with cancer as well. So it's very, very close to her heart. So I told her I would, whenever I got an opportunity, I'd be calling in.
Absolutely, Johnny. You said Cynthia is her name. If you can do this,
yes,
you're in the
is.
Home. You're in San Antonio. You have a ton of relics all around you at different parishes. We know because Jerry and I did a pilgrimage there. So please go to your parish.
Yes, I'm with you guys.
Right. Please go to your parish. And borrow a relic and get the relic to Cynthia. Tell Cynthia to put it in her bedroom or to sleep with the relic. She needs to have that relic around her and get to know that saint.
I will let her know.
Yep, that is associated with the relic. I know. That's why I was sharing Johnny about the pilgrimage, because it was a little hint, because we've been asked to come back to Texas as soon as we can start traveling again.
I heard. Yes. Very good. So a question for you, though, before I hang up. Does the relic have to be first class?
No, it doesn't have to be first class, but it would be great if it's first class, but it doesn't have to be first class.
Okay.
If you want to, you can just get even something that is, a third class relic of something of that nature, as long as it's blessed, like if it's a prayer card that was touched to something else, just surround her with relics. Whatever ranking of relic it is, that is the least of the worries. What I want is for her to have that saint very close to her and get her to know that saint. It's very important. That's the connection.
Okay, very good. And one more thing is the same prayer that everybody gives, or most of everybody gives, is prayers for my kids. I have a daughter and a son with their own families, and both of them are away from the church. So I'll throw that in there as well. Eric and Melanie are their names.
Okay. Well, great. You probably know this, Johnny, but Debbie and I have published a book through EWTN Publishing called Trustful Surrender, Stories of Grace Amidst Crisis. And it is stories of family members who have loved ones who have left the faith. Some have come back, some have not come back yet. So for your own reference, if you wanted to get that, maybe give them a copy of that. Or if you know anybody else who's agonizing over the loss of especially a child or children away from the faith, that is a good resource for them to get. And it's available at EWTNRC.com. Okay, Johnny?
Thanks, Johnny.
All righty. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You are very welcome. And I just got a text, actually a Facebook message, Debbie, from a dear friend, and I know her and love her family there in Canada. And it just says they would like prayers for one of their sons for chastity and to find the right partner to marry in life. Mm-hmm. And that he's having a little bit of problems, staying firm in his faith right now. I believe he's probably even in his mid-20s or early 20s. So
yeah.
I promised daily prayers from the Take Two family. So
absolutely.
There you go. She's listening right now.
And I know that the Inspired by Faith Book and Fellowship Club that is headed by Gigi, our wonderful facilitator and ministry relations coordinator. Gigi, if you're listening, I know you're going to get the Inspired by Faith group going just like crazy on the rosary. And I love that because they're all carrying their rosaries. They're ready to go. It's their weapon of choice. Okay, Patricia is up next in Palmer, Massachusetts. Station of the Cross is the way you're listening. And you're a first-time listener. Makes you a first-time caller. Hi, Patricia.
Good afternoon. I have to say this is a God wink, and I shared with the operator that Jesus is the reason for the season, and I'm driving. I have a bittersweet petition. My three closest friends of women are dealing with very serious stages of breast cancer and treatment right now, and I would want some, hopefully, miracles to happen for them. And a friend of mine's mother's Memorial Day is today. But on the flip side, I am also going to drive. I was driving on the Mass Pike here in Massachusetts. And I'm going to visit my daughter, who was able to open her dream of 413 Cafe in Springfield, Mass. And my other daughter just helped her out, too. And so for bittersweetness during this Advent season, myself am not working since due to the COVID, working at healthcare facility and recreation. I had to leave due to my own medical situations. But this is a blessing. I was in a little bit of traffic and calmed by this wonderful program and taking it as a God wink. I will definitely continue to listen, and being the special Tuesday contribution, before this day is through, I will be sending a check out to you people, along with the Boston 1060 AM that I was listening to, and Catholic TV with Father Reed in Watertown, Mass. Wonderful program.
Oh. You are a very, very attentive lady, Patricia, and very generous as well. But I say attentive because you've got your prayer radar going in a lot of different directions. And I think that's beautiful. And I know your friends absolutely must love that. We're going to pray for you as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray for your friend's mother. Happy to hear of your daughter's opening the cafe. I hope and pray that with the continued shutdowns in different parts of the country, that that doesn't impact her adversely. But Debbie and I keep a book of a prayer, people that we want to pray for, and just put the first names in there. So Debbie, I don't know if you'd like to add, if Patricia's open to this, maybe add her three friends with the stage four breast cancer.
Just the first names, yeah.
Just the first name, yeah.
Yes, please. And if I could, I lost both my parents, my dad with MS back in 2015, and my mom just last year with lung cancer. Oh. So they do definitely become our guardian angels, as they provided for us and my sisters on earth when they were here. But I definitely believe that guardian angels, as I heard you earlier, say we need to turn to them. And I love this time of year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been a Catholic all my life. I did my Curcio. I was also on team. I did it back in 2009. And then I was on team, but just a year later. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think my first wife was a nun. And I'm proud of that. And I mean that sincerely. I don't mean that in a bad way. Right. We have to turn to faith. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, chocolate sometimes is good, but the faith is the mm-hmm. best way to go.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Patricia, here's the thing. When we're so sorry for the loss of your dad and your mom. And like you were talking about them being sort of like a guardian angel. You know, we have our actual guardian angels that have a mission for us. OK, and they are created by God. Our loved ones who leave the faith, right? They have an awesome ability and opportunity to pray for us and to help us, reach those prayers, reach God, and it's a way that everybody comes together. So on those terms, absolutely, they provide that added comfort. And everybody that, dies in Christ lives in Christ. And that's so important. So we have to remember that they're alive now more than ever and helping us. So whether they're in purgatory or whether, they made it to heaven, they're helping us. Now, we should always still be remembering them, though, because if they are in purgatory, remember, they cannot help themselves. They can help us, but they can't help themselves. So we need to always be remembering that. See the beauty of this? We're all connected, Patricia. And that also means that we can pray for all of your intentions as well. So if you do want to add those first names real quickly of everybody, I've got my pen ready.
Thank you so much. And again, this is a God wink for me, and I will continue to listen to this wonderful broadcast. My three friends were Mary, Donna, and Debbie's sister. I'm sorry, I don't know Debbie's sister's name. I knew Debbie through work. Right. And also Brian's mom. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. So
that's
if you
okay.
could just say Brian's mom for her memorial. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad were Josie and Frank. And I know we have a special holy day for our guardian angels, as we do on Sundays during the liturgical calendar. And I definitely feel that they do look out for us. I know we all have our own guardian angel, but my daughter's 413 Cafe. Woo woo! I'm going there now to visit on a positive note.
Don't forget, Patricia, have that cafe blessed, even sprinkle some holy water, have maybe the twin hearts, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary. Don't forget miraculous medals. Get some miraculous medals, have them blessed, and get them to Mary and Donna and Debbie's sister and say, please wear this, okay? Because they're going through the fight of their life and they can use that added protection and that added healing. So, Patricia, if you do all that, we'll do our work in prayer and let's see where this takes us.
God bless, and a wonderful Advent season to you all, and a blessed new year for all of us.
Thank you, Patricia. We appreciate that. And we hope that you'll be a second-time listener, and a third time, and a fourth time, and a regular listener to Take Two and other EWTN programs. Okay, just real quick before we go back to the calls and Christine and Audrey and the others, I want to mention later today, actually at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, it's EWTN Open Line. And on Tuesdays, Father Wade Menezes, you know him, you love him, he's very, very popular. He takes your calls on faith, family, and fellowship. So be sure and make a note of that, a mental note, or write it down, and you can hear Father Wade Menezes on Tuesdays, EWTN Open Line at 3 Eastern Time this afternoon on most of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, in about 4 minutes, we are going to stop and put everything together, spoken and unspoken, and pray. But so we're going to have to move very quickly. So we're going to apologize in advance. We're going to have to go real fast. So Christine in Texas, iHeartRadio is the way you're listening. First time caller. Sorry, Christine, we're running out of time, but we wanted to get you in.
Very quickly, but most importantly, I'd like to ask the Take Two winners, listeners, to pray for our young children now, before they leave the church, before there are problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I have small boys that we want to raise them to be great young men. We would love the Take Two listeners to pray for them now, as they're growing up in their formative years, before there are problems. Most importantly, that they never leave their faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. I couldn't agree more.
Christine, you are right on to want to do that, and every parent should do that. And if any parents are listening and they maybe didn't do that and their kids have kind of fallen away, it's okay. You know, God can make right what any of us make wrong. And I'm not saying that by not, you know, doing what Christine and her family are doing is wrong, but I think it's just a very, very beautiful way of kind of planting those seeds of the faith and even watering them as well. And one other thing, Christine and Debbie, that I've heard a lot of parents do is they consecrate their children to Jesus through Mary, to St. Joseph, to a certain patron saint, so that they have that extra prayer covering as those kids are growing up. Christine, I don't know if you've done anything like that.
No, but it's a great suggestion between that and the miraculous medal. Mm-hmm. It's just there's so much in the world that is against them that they can be, you know, the virtuous leaders, and that's what we want to raise them to be. So, mm-hmm. Yes, we definitely need that strength.
Absolutely. And is that what you wanted to pray for your children as well, Christine?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I put your whole family
in. You know, we raise great young men. Mm-hmm. Little young men.
Well, your whole family's in there. Your whole family's in there. You know, remember something. When we go out, okay, especially us women, right? When we go out, what do? We make sure our purse has everything in it, right? We have our wallet. We have this. We have that. We have everything in there. So when we're out and about, we can just reach into our purse and get something that we need. We should be doing the same thing with spiritual backpacks and survival kits and toolkits when we go out into the world. When we go out into the world, we are facing the world. And the world is not friendly to Christianity right now. So we need to put that armor on and do it in various ways, with holy water, with the rosary, with the miraculous medal, with scapulars. It keeps going on and on and on. So let's go for it. Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Christine. Real quickly, we'll go to Audrey in Rochester, New York. Audrey, you've got about maybe 90 seconds before Debbie prays for all of these prayer intentions. Thanks for calling, Audrey. Welcome.
Thank you. As I said, I would like you to pray for Avery Sinisu. She's a little 13-year-old girl that's been suffering from cancer since she was 4. She's had numerous spinal taps, all kinds of drugs that are new that aren't really on the market per se. Just an amazing young woman who's been fighting this so hard, and her family's been on an absolute roller coaster for years now. She needs our prayers badly, and I ask in Jesus' name that we all pray for her.
Well, in Jesus' name we will, Audrey, and we're going to pray for you. Thank you. Bless your sweetheart for bringing this to our attention. As heart-wrenching as this is, Avery is going to be in our prayers every day going forward, and I encourage you, Audrey, and everyone. Debbie and I have really taken a beautiful, we've just become very, very close to Blessed Carlo Acutis. Mm-hmm. Our show last Thursday was with his mother. I don't know if you know the story, Audrey, but he had leukemia. He died when he was 15, and he has been beatified by the church, so he's on his way to becoming Saint Carlo Acutis, hopefully sooner rather than later. So please, just ask Blessed Carlo Acutis, A-C-U-T-I-S, to be present in Avery's life and to strengthen her, because he's been through this. He's been through this. So ask him to strengthen her during this challenge and that she be healed if it's God's will. And I pray that it will be.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey. Okay, Emily and Alondra and Linda and April and Tony and Maria and Joan and the others, it just keeps coming in. We're reading all your prayer requests. Please, now is a time that we should just come together in prayer. Those that have been spoken on the radio, on this broadcast, and also that are still unspoken or in the recesses of our hearts. Okay, now's the time to just call them to mind, call them out. Say, Lord, this is what I'm praying for. And let's go to his mother right now. And we know the memorare is a very, very special prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful way to gather up all these prayers and send them to Jesus through Mary and Monica via email. We're going to be praying that you and your husband gain the resources you need simply to have heat, as it's getting cold in New England, as you said, and you don't have any heat on in the house. So Monica, we're going to be praying for that. Tom and Adrienne, we're going to be praying for your prayer request. Don't know if I have the time to get to it, but we know you, Tom and Adrienne, and we're going to be praying definitely for your parish and your entire, all of your intentions.
Tomorrow's show is about working with, or do you live with, a person that has special needs? We want to talk about the graces that come from that. That's tomorrow's show. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.